Now it's the time you've been waiting for. You're in the mix with film producer Jason Slack, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. The 40 Vision Films man himself, the owner of the Jason Slack brand. The place to be is here on the Vision Live Network. And now, let's get it in. Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast.
Welcome to the Slack and Talk podcast, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack, and today is Thursday, March 9th, 2023, and we have another banger. We have another epic edition of the talk of the town now, and before we get into our new episode, we giving our props, we giving our respect to a legend that died on this day. So without further ado, let's get it in. And welcome to another epic edition of the Talk of the Town Now. I'm your host, Jason Slack. It's a blessing, man. It's a blessing to be here each and every week. Every week I do a new episode. It's like, you know, it's just like I never left, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, we just continuing from last week. You know what I'm saying? It's like I got that connection with y'all, man. I love it, man. Each time out is like more and more special. You know what I'm saying? That's how you know, like, you got something, man. You know what I'm saying? When it just get bigger and bigger each time. You know what I'm saying? That's when you know you're doing the right thing. That's when you know you're in the right place. And it's just a blessing to be here today. As always, man, I appreciate y'all. Y'all could have been anywhere in the world, but y'all right here listening to me. I appreciate that. All my day one listeners, all my loyalists, welcome back. If it's your first time, the Slack is Talk podcast is everywhere, man. I'm on all your favorite podcast platforms. We talking about Google Podcasts. We talking about Apple. We talking about Amazon Music. We talking about iHeartRadio. We talking about Spotify, Pandora. Slack is Talk is everywhere. And the best part about it, when you hit that follow button, you hit that subscribe button, you set. You don't have to do nothing, man. Every time I release a new episode, every time I give you new content, it would be delivered straight to your device. Even better, man, you know, listen at your own convenience. You know what I mean? You don't have to listen to the show right then and there. You can listen to it live every Thursday at 9 p.m. Or, you know, you could binge listen. You could listen to 3 or 4 episodes back to back. My podcast is available 24/7 around the clock. You know what I'm saying? There's no limit. You could be at work. You could be on your way at work. You could be working out. You know what I'm saying? Take the Slack is Talk with you, man. Trust me, you will be entertained. And I thank you in advance. Let's jump right in. Let's not waste no time, man. Another epic edition, man. And I'm going to start out with my normal, usual announcements for the week. You are now rocking with the best. You are now listening to a 13-time champion AAU coach. That's right, man. Head coach of the greatest AAU team ever assembled. Dream Elite. That's right, y'all. Yet another accomplishment. We made history yet again. You know, as y'all know, we took about, you know, 6 months off. You know what I'm saying? I have kids all over the globe. I have kids that go to different high schools. You know what I'm saying? And we took this time to concentrate on the high school season. You know, they all prepared. They all trained. A lot of them are entering. Excuse me, not entering, but a lot of them are in their 12th grade year right now as we speak. So, you know, this is their last year to make an impression on the high school circuit. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of them took the time out to train to get, you know, get their bodies right so they can win this championship. You know what I'm saying? As you know, with all sports, you know, there's only one championship to be won. You know what I'm saying? And I have different kids. You know, we spread out. You know, I have kids all over in different schools. I have, you know, maybe three players on this team that go to this school, you know, one here, two there, you know, like that. And, you know, there's only one school could win, you know, and I'm proud to say, man, three of my players brought home the championship, you know what I'm saying, for Irmo High School, you know what I mean? Shout out to my boy Brandon, shout out to my boy T'Andre, and shout out to my boy John for winning that high school championship. Much respect, is well deserved, and congratulations, man. You know what I'm saying? I love it. I love my players, man. I love when they accomplish something. I love it. There's no better feeling. But, you know, Dream Elite, we took some time off. You know, I let my kids concentrate on their high school careers. And this weekend, man, this past weekend, we came back. And we won championship number 13, man. You know what I'm saying? We won both games convincingly. You know, it was a one-day tournament. You know, impressively, we did it with six players. And it was just like, you know, we never left. You know what I'm saying? It was just like we played our last game together last week. That's what was great about it. And the thing that made me feel good about that, the thing that makes this championship, like, special, like, you know, from the others, like, each championship that I win is, like, special in its own way. And I think that's how it should be, you know what I'm saying? The thing that's more special about it is that, you know, a lot of my kids came to me, you know, especially the ones that didn't win, you know, for their high school team. They came to me to fill that void, you know what I'm saying? They came to me to give them that championship that they wanted to win in high school, you know what I'm saying? And that was special to me, you know what I'm saying? That was special to me. But I don't want to go too deep into it because I want to do an episode on this accomplishment because there was a lot of good messages to be had from that. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of stuff that I want to get out from that. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot. So we're going to do an episode on that. You know, I just wanted to put that out there. You know, congratulations to me. Congratulations to the team on this 13th championship. And Dream Elite, man, we not finished, man. We go win more. You know, I got some kids graduating, and I got to do it for them. So, you know, this the best is yet to come. As I've been telling y'all, you know what I'm saying, Vision Live Hosting, my website store is up and running. You know what I'm saying? If you're looking to take your company, take your brand to the next level, you know, you want advertising, you want marketing, you know, you need website design. I'm talking about it's a one-stop shop, man. You know, you want to put your trust in, you know, somebody that you know, holler at your boy, man. I got more than 10 websites up that you can refer to, man. All fire, man. You know, here on the Slackers Talk, you know, big business, man. We believe in ownership. We believe in doing things ourselves. So if you're definitely about that life, if you're about like owning something, you know, running your own company and having a certain look, you know what I'm saying? Please visit visionlivehosting.com, you know what I'm saying? For all your website needs. If you don't do it, I'm telling you, you're missing out, man. Take that brand to the next level. Now, you know, let's keep the ball rolling. Let's go ahead and head into our social media portion of the show. This week, you know what I'm saying? Slackers Talk question of the week this past Monday. You know what I mean? We did it yet again. You know what I'm saying? We but another classic, man. Another long, hard decision to be made, man. Another hard question. This time I did it for the old school, you know what I'm saying? Like Slackers Talk, we catered to everybody, man. We catered to the kids. We catered to old school. We catered to the sports. We catered to people that's in the cars. You know, we try to do some of everything. And this one was more old school. But, you know, if you're a music person and you pay homage and, you know, you're just a real music fan. See, a real music fan listens to all kind of music. You know what I mean? If you don't listen to all kind of music, at least you are aware of it. You know what I'm saying? Regardless of whether, you know, you was born at that time or not. You know what I'm saying? Like, you should know of the people. And the reason being is because, let's say you're a hip-hop fan, you know what I mean? Your favorite artist, the favorite artist that you like and listen to the most right now, probably samples the music of an old school artist. You know what I'm saying? That's what got them in the game. You know what I'm saying? So even if you're not this age and you're younger, you should still know who these people are. You know what I'm saying? And that's what we tried to accomplish here, you know, with the Slaggers Talk question of the week. And that question was, which musical artist are you listening to first? Now, the key is, you got to really listen to the question. It says, what artist are you listening to first? You know what I'm saying? The reason why it says, who are you listening to first? Because all these four people are legend. They legends. So you should listen to all of them. You know what I'm saying? But this is a matter of who do you like the most. You know what I'm saying? Not if you like them, but who do you like the most? Because their music is just that great. Now, you know what I'm saying? My favorite, I love to say this. The nominees are Ray Charles, Barry White, Marvin Gaye, or Al Green. Now, all four of these people were before my time, you know what I'm saying? So I can imagine if, you know, you're listening on the show and you're, you know, you're younger than me, you know what I'm saying? So I can imagine, like, you know, you might be like, who is this? Who are these guys? You know what I'm saying? Like I said, if you're a fan of music, you shouldn't be, but all four of these guys are legends, you know what I'm saying? And I find out about these people, one, through my father, you know what I'm saying? My father, he's 85 years old. He turned 85, so he was into all of these guys. And more importantly, you know, I'm a movie head, you know what I'm saying? I'm a film producer, you know what I'm saying? One of the key elements, one of the key underrated elements of making a film, you gotta have a good soundtrack. You gotta have good music. You know what I'm saying? You gotta have something that people want to listen to. You know what I'm saying? And I got these people from my father first and foremost, and secondly, I got them through watching movies, because all of these guys' music was on my favorite movies. You know what I'm saying? So it's only logical. Now, man, I'm a fan of all four. I love Al Green. I love Barry White. I love Ray Charles. On this one, for me, it's just a matter of, I guess, like, who had more of an impact. You know what I'm saying? And they all did. And for me, I gotta say it's Marvin Gaye. You know what I'm saying? The reason why I say it's Marvin Gaye is because he was the man on Motown Records, which is a legendary record company. You know what I'm saying? Not only is he a legend, but his music is consistently sampled. His voice is always used. And his music just resonates with everybody, man. You know what I mean? A lot of people made kids to his music. You know what I mean? That type of deal. And it's just legendary. Like, he has one of those voices that you can't get him confused with anybody. Like, once you hear it, you automatically know it's him. And nobody comes close to that. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know how I feel about that element of it. When you have the type of voice that's distinctive and you can't be confused with anybody else, like, that's big to me. That's, you know what I'm saying? That's real big to me. That's unique. You know what I'm saying? It makes you stand out. You know, it separates you from everybody else. And that's what did it for me. You know what I'm saying? Now, interesting enough, you know, my pick was Marvin Gaye, but on social media, most of y'all picked Al Green. You know what I'm saying? And I was kind of, can't say shocked. I was shocked in a way, and in a way I wasn't. Because, like I said, this is a tough one. All these guys are, like, Hall of Famers too, man. You know what I'm saying? Just, yeah. But Al Green, love it. classic singer as well. Music is on countless soundtracks. Music is used on TV shows. You know what I'm saying? He's definitely somebody everybody should know. He's someone everybody should know, like, without a doubt. So Al Green won on social media. My pick here on the Slackers Talk is none other than Marvin Gaye. Now, earlier today, I released a classic film about 4 or 5 hours before we went on air today. You know what I mean? And later on in the show, once you find out what the episode is about, you'll see why I chose this movie. But for now, I'm just going to go ahead and get into it. The classic film of the week is none other than New Jack City. New Jack City was classic. From top to bottom, man. You know what I mean? It's a movie that you would never get tired of looking at. I mean, no matter how many times. And I think that the people that run, like, BET and all these classic television stations, they know it too, because New Jack City is on 3 or 4 times, man, every week, man. Every week. And you never hear anybody say, oh, man, I'm tired of them playing this. You know what I mean? Like, Pookie, my man Pookie, I'm trying to kick, man, but it just keep calling me, man. You know, I try to kick. I just got to go to it, man, you know. It's a lot of classic elements to that movie, man. You know what I mean? That's the first movie Ice-T was in, if I'm not mistaken. And just a lot of star-studded actors, man. You know, it was directed by, you know, super director Mario Van Peebles. And just an all-star cast. A lot of people, a lot of actors were in it before they became famous. If you know what I'm saying. Like, you know what I mean? And that's a classic, you know what I mean? So the classic film of the week is none other than New Jack City. If you haven't seen it, something is wrong with you. Please go ahead and see that movie now. Now, before we get into our episode, I want to give a special shout out to another legend. You know what I'm saying? That changed the culture. He changed the hip hop scene on the East Coast. You know, I want to give a shout out to a legend. You know, rest in peace to Biggie Smalls, aka the Notorious B.I.G., aka Christopher Wallace. You know what I mean? What can I say about this dude, man? You know, one of the greatest of all time, man. And he changed the culture of music. At the time where he came in, you know, he's from Brooklyn, New York, if you don't know him. At the time where he came in, the music charts were dominated by the West Coast. And he made things interesting here on the East Coast again. You know what I'm saying? Just a great lyricist, a great storyteller. You know, metaphors. You know, he had it all. He can go toe-to-toe with you on a record. You know, he could be on the same record with you and he's competing with you. You know what I'm saying? He wanted to dominate you. The whole nine. You know what I'm saying? And he got taken from us way too soon, man. You know, he was just able to give 2 albums. You know, complete 2 albums while he was living. Those were classics. And just to give you an indication of his greatness, even though he was just able to release 2 albums, you know, he's still regarded as one of the greatest lyricists of all time. So, you know, he had to be a bad boy for people to be saying that with so little work to go on. You know what I'm saying? And again, I don't want to harp too much on Biggie because I feel as though he needs his own episode. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to give it to him. You know what I'm saying? So that's 2 episodes, man, we got, you know, previews of my man Notorious B.I.G. And we're going to talk about Dream Elite number 13. You know what I'm saying? So rest in peace to my man Biggie, who died March 9th on this day. And my man Cannabis, you know, with the exception of my man Pac, I got to throw that in there. my man Cannabis had a line, you know what I'm saying? The greatest rapper of all time died on March 9th. You know what I'm saying? Rest in peace, Big. We love you. Now, you know, we handle our business, man. We got the announcements out the way. We got social media. We gave our shout outs. We gave our love and everything. Now it's time to get into it. You know what I mean? Now, how I do my shows, you know what I'm saying? How I go about my episodes. You know, we have the Martin Luther King thing in January. We have Black History Month in February. After that, it's pretty much open season. You know what I'm saying? If I let my emails, you know, my mailbag questions pile up a little bit, so I have enough to do an episode. I got that going. And pretty much, it's this open season after that. You know what I'm saying? It's whatever's hot. It's whatever's going on at the time. I also have some content in the vault that I be wanting to get out there. And it just depends, you know what I'm saying, on the climate. That in particular day and that in particular week. You know what I'm saying? Like, here on the Slackers Talk, man, it's whatever my fans, you know, want to hear. It's whatever they want to get into. It's completely up to them. And this week is one of those weeks, man. You know, I did a lot of different things, but the biggest topic right now and the biggest thing that's going on is Chris Rock finally went in on Will Smith after all this time. You know what I'm saying? That's what we gonna get into here today on the Slackers Talk. Chris Rock finally bit back. You know what I mean? And before we get into it, you know what I mean? I told you earlier when I did New Jack City as the classic films, I told you it was a meaning behind that. And the reason why I did that movie, because none other than my man Chris Rock was in that movie. He played the role of Pookie, you know what I'm saying? Which he mentioned on his, you know, comic, you know, stand-up comedy show on Netflix, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I gave him a shout-out, you know what I'm saying? New Jack City, my man Pookie, Chris Rock. Now, you know, my man Chris Rock, he has his Netflix special, stand-up comedy show on Netflix right now as we speak. And it's doing numbers, man. It's doing numbers. I think it was good. I enjoyed it. You know what I'm saying? And not surprised in the least bit, man. I knew that he was going to come back at Will Smith. You know what I'm saying? Strategic timing. You know what I'm saying? He knew it was a hot topic. He knew that this was something that people would not forget. You know what I'm saying? He knew that this was something that people were going to sit by and just wait for him because they knew it was coming. And a great businessman, man. You know, this is what business is all about. This is what good business is all about. And this is a message, man, for my Vision for Kids organization. And this is a message for anybody that's in business. You know what I mean? This is how you do business. You do business by capitalizing off a great opportunity. Now, he could have went, imagine, you know, you have something like that happen on live TV. Somebody gets smacked during an award show. There's every radio station in the world that wanted Chris Rock to do an interview on their radio station. Every talk show on television wanted Chris Rock to be on their television show to do an interview. Every podcast, any entertainment platform that you could possibly think of wanted to hear from Chris Rock, without a doubt. You know what I'm saying? Without a doubt. You know what I'm saying? This was the biggest thing going. I mean, probably, and it's sad to say because it's something negative, but probably the biggest, the most talked about thing the whole year. You know what I'm saying? Easy. And easy, by far. By far. You know what I'm saying? Instead of going to the radio station and podcast and doing it for free, he waited to do it on the show that was produced by him on Netflix, that you have to stream, that you have to pay for, that you have to order, you know what I'm saying, to get. That's good business, man. You know what I'm saying? That's a smart businessman. That's a smart businessman. You know what I'm saying? Peep Gang, that's a smart businessman. Now, what got my attention and what made me do this episode is not because he finally went back at Will Smith, because I knew that he would. You know what I'm saying? I expected it, and I would be mad if he didn't. You know what I'm saying? I would be mad at him if he didn't. But before I even seen the show or his stand-up, I heard a lot of radio stations talking about it. I heard a lot of people talking about it before I was even able to see it. And I heard a lot of people try to spin the narrative that, you know, now that I have seen it, I could talk about it. You know what I'm saying? But while I was hearing this, I haven't seen it yet. So, you know, I have my opinion, but I still was like, I want to see it first. You know what I mean? So I could be able to talk about it intelligently. You know what I mean? And I heard people try to spin this into, you know, he don't like black people. You know, how can he say this and how can he say that? This was an attack on black women. And the line that they're referring to is, you know, during the stand-up, he called Jada Pinkett Smith a bitch. Right? And they were trying to say the way that he said it was like, not just against her, but against black people because of the use of the word. Well, black woman, because of the, you know, the use of the word, right? And I think, you know, I'm all for change. You know, I realize that I'm getting older and I'm realizing that, you know, things change, things become different. And I understand that, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, a lot of the words that we used to use back in, you know, when I was coming up, you can't use no more. People find it offensive and, you know, things like that. But I also think there's a such thing as going too far. You know what I'm saying? There's a time where people are just getting, like, too soft, right? People are just going crazy with it. They're going to another level with it. Now, I could almost see a lane or a window for somebody feeling that way. If he was just to do a stand-up comedy show and he was just out of the blue for no reason, call her that, I could see you thinking that. I could see you saying that. You know, I could see you maybe trying to spin that into, you know, he called her a bitch, you know, he shouldn't call a black woman that. I can see you spinning that, you know, into that. I can see a window for that. But here in this situation, I don't really understand how you could have came to that conclusion. And the reason why I say that is because everybody saw the situation. Everybody saw the event. Everybody saw the slap. Everybody saw that, you know, when Chris Rock said what he said, Will Smith laughed at first, and then he saw his wife's reaction, and that's when he got up and he did what he did, right? So there's a understanding that, you know, Jada was mad about this. Will was okay and Jada was mad about this. He acted off of Jada, you know, and there's even footage that surfaced of her laughing about it after he did it. After he slapped Chris Rock. You know what I'm saying? There's footage that surfaced from that, right? That proves it. That showed. Okay. When you have a situation with somebody, you know what I'm saying? When you feel like you got slapped in your face because of a person, you have to know that person is going to come back at you in some kind of way. Whether it's by name calling, whether it's by like dissing you or something. Like, I believe that if you do something to somebody or you have caused somebody some pain, some trouble, or some kind of situation, you should expect something to come back your way. You know what I'm saying? Now, you can't be two-faced. You can't be a person that say, well, how can Chris Rock let a man do that to him and not do nothing back? And then when he does say something back, now it's he doesn't like or respect black women. It can't be both. It can't be both of them. And on the show, he touched on that. You know, he know what everybody's saying. You know, why you didn't do nothing back and all that stuff. He's aware of it, man. You know what I mean? They're aware of it. If you come across any celebrity that say they're not listening to people and they don't know what's going on, they're lying. If they're anywhere into the entertainment business and they say they're not aware of this, aware of that, they're lying. You know what I'm saying? He knows what people are saying about him. He knows what's been said. Now, everybody is entitled to their opinion, and you can spin it however you want to spin it. But he wasn't disrespecting black women. He was disrespecting somebody who he felt did something wrong to him or had something to do with another person being disrespectful to him. It's called retaliation, is what it's called. You know what I'm saying? Had this situation never happened, would he have did that? I don't think so. You know, we don't know, but I don't think so. You know what I mean? He's talking about a situation that happened to him. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's the one that got slapped. You know what I mean? He has a right to feel how he feels about that, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, something happened to him. You know what I mean? Just a quick lesson, a quick word. You know, this is something that I live by. You know what I'm saying? I live by this. And this is something that I tell my kids. You know what I mean? If you do something to somebody, let's say, you know, let's say I take my hand and I push somebody. You know what I'm saying? I simply push somebody. Now, should I be pushing and put my hands on anybody else? No, right? It's wrong, right? Wrong is wrong. But now there's different levels of wrong too. If I take my hand and I push somebody and that person want to go and throw a brick through my window, or they go and get a knife or a weapon, that's not equal. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, the point is, if you do something to somebody, you can't control how that made them feel. And more importantly, you can't control what they do back to you. You understand what I'm saying? Just keep that in mind. You can't control what that person does back. There's no such thing. You know what I'm saying? I can't sit there and tell somebody, oh, okay, all I did was push you, so you're only allowed to do this to me. There's no such thing. You know what I'm saying? Right or wrong, or however you feel about it, that person is going to retaliate however they feel. You understand what I'm saying? You can't control that. You know, I agree. You know, I don't think things should stay the same. You know what I'm saying? I know things should change, but some people have gotten sensitive, man. You know what I'm saying? Let me explain something to you about entertainment. And it's regardless of whether, you know, how you feel about it, right or wrong. You know what I'm saying? A part of entertainment that doesn't get talked about, and you know, it's more of a strategy. And, you know, people don't talk about it. People just go ahead and do it. And I don't think people recognize it. The more stuff that you talk about that has controversy in it, or if you decide to talk about something that you know that will cause controversy, the more people will listen to it. The more people will watch it. The more people will talk about it. You know what I'm saying? It'll make it more entertaining. Now, is it right? It's up to the person to decide. Now, there's some things that people do, and I say, I wouldn't go there. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't do that, or that's too far. But it works. It works. You know what I'm saying? It works. A lot of stuff, like you think of people like Kanye West, right? A lot of stuff that he say, a lot of stuff that he do. There's plenty of people out in the world that don't even know who he is. They may know who he is now, but they probably have never heard none of his music. You know what I'm saying? Because we all don't like the same type of music. You know what I mean? There's people out here that didn't know who he was until they heard him say something that they thought that was just off the wall. It's a strategy. It's a form of entertainment. It gets people to know who you are. It gets more views. It gets more likes. All that good stuff. It works. Well, regardless of how you feel about it, controversy, it works. When you talk about stuff that you ain't got no business talking about, or somebody's gonna think it went too far, it works. That's what people are gonna talk about the most. I guarantee it. You know what I'm saying? But getting back on base, Chris Rock was right. You know what I'm saying? The name of his show, the name of his stand-up was called Selective Outrage. You know what I'm saying? And what selective outrage means is this person could do something to you. The person over here to the right could do something. The person up the middle could say something or do something to you. But here comes somebody who don't have nothing to do with nothing you got going on. And the minute that person say something, or maybe that person don't even have to say anything at all, the minute you see that person, you just flip out on him for no reason. That's called selective outrage. You won't necessarily go at the person that's doing the stuff to you, or you won't say nothing to the person you got a problem with. You kind of go to the person that you know you could beat, or you go to a person that you know ain't got nothing to do with it, or the person might not even know what's going on. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's all kind of angles with it. You know what I'm saying? But you go to an innocent person, period. You take it out on an innocent person. And he hit it right on the money. Like, I know somebody that's like that. I know somebody that's like that. I got somebody that's related to me that's like that. You know what I'm saying? That kind of hit home. You know what I mean? And, you know, I normally don't curse on the show because I got, you know, my kids' organization and kids listening. But, you know, I'm going to make an exception because it's a good message. The people that have selective outrage, they are all bitches. I'm going to say that. If you can't do nothing to the person that's bothering you, you're a bitch. You know what I'm saying? He's 100% right about that. You know what I mean? If they were cool, you know what I'm saying? They were friends and they didn't have no problems or nothing like that. And, you know, you take it out. I'm just talking about in general, all together. Anybody that do that, man. Anybody that do that. You know what I'm saying? It's not going to work out for you, bro. It's not going to be a good look. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to do nothing to the person that did something to you. But the minute somebody over here say something, you a gangster now? That's just in general. I'm not singing, you know, singling nobody out on that. That's in general. You know what I'm saying? All the way across the board, period. Male, female, white, black, whatever. Regardless about how you feel about Chris Rock, whether you like Will Smith better, who was right or who was wrong, if you got any kind of good sense, you had to know. You had to know that Chris Rock was going to say something, man. You had to know. Like, you had to know. Like, the man got slapped in front of people on national TV, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, what did you expect? Like, you know, what did you expect to happen here, man? You know what I mean? You can't tell that man how to feel. You know what I'm saying? You can't tell that man how to retaliate. You just can't. And if you, you know, anybody out there, if you ever do something to a person, if you ever do a person wrong, like put your hands on them, steal from them, or anything, you're lucky if that person doesn't do anything back. You're lucky if that person doesn't do anything. If you do anything wrong to somebody, and that person know about it, that person know that you did it, if you got any kind of common sense, you should know and you should expect for that person to do something back to you. You should expect it. And whatever it is, whenever they pay you back, all you could do is just hope that you can survive it. This has been an episode of the Slackers Talk Podcast, a.k.a. The Talk of the Town Now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack. The lesson of the day, don't do anything wrong to anybody if you can't handle what comes back to you. Just remember that, and we'll be back again to talk next week. Peace.
You're listening to the Slack Is Talk Podcast, aka the talk of the town now. Find out what's going to happen next.